aircheckdownloads.com.
It's 6 o'clock, Monday, October the 3rd. This is BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Would you please put your hands together and welcome station manager David Solomon!
No, Ken, no, that's way, way, way over the top. I just wanted to welcome everyone to our launch day, not announce the start of the Olympic Games.
Oh, but it is the opening, isn't it? I mean, it's a first blooming day, bringing a new kind of broadcasting to the county. That's got to be important.
Well, I know it's important, but it's not that important. I mean, we're just a local radio station opening, that's all.
Just? But we'll be covering the whole of the county. It's never been done before. We'll have a radio car, big events, the news team, they're dying to get out and scour the towns and villages for those hot stories.
Of course they will. Yes, they'll be out there and our presenters will be presenting their programmes. But all radio stations do that.
No, they don't. We'll have financial news, weather, sport, consumer affairs, Geraldine McCullough, Mike Darbo, me, Ken Gooden. Hi there. We're important, aren't we?
Yes, of course you're important, but I mean, I just didn't want to make too much of a song and dance about it. I mean, I don't want people to think that we're boasting about what we're going to do. We're just going to go out there and do it. And I mean, you haven't even mentioned the most important person of all, our mascot, Eric the Mouse.
Eric, important. He's just a mouse. He's a rancid little rodent.
A rancid little rodent? Of course I'm important. What makes you think I'm not important? David, tell him I'm important. Come on, David.
Kenny is important.
See, I'm important. David said so.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Eric.
Good.
If you think the fanfare's over the top, can I just play a little fanfare?
Well, a little one. That's better.
It's all right. The boss has gone now. I reckon he'll be back later, though, to tell you a little bit more about Radio Gloucestershire. In the meantime, it's on with the show. I'm Ken Goodwin, your breakfast show host. This morning, we're literally all over the county. Up in the air, out on the roads. Watch the skies for Rob Salvage, who's touring the county by helicopter. And even more down to earth, the Radio Gloucestershire double-decker bus will be driving around all day. Why not hop on board and meet Eric the Mouse? We're visiting places that, like Radio Gloucestershire, have an early start. And on the day that we're celebrating the launch of the country's newest radio station, we meet people who also have a reason to pop the champagne corks. Monday, October the 3rd. A new day, a new radio station. BBC Radio Gloucestershire. But first, let's catch up with the news.
That's the news at 5 minutes past six.
Well, let's see what the weather's doing on this. Our first day of broadcasting BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Well, after early clearance of any mist or fog patches, Monday will be dry, with sunny periods and top temperatures of around 17 degrees Celsius, that's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds light and variable in direction. Overnight, it'll continue dry with clear periods and minimum temperatures falling to around 6 degrees Celsius, 43 Fahrenheit. However, some places may fall a degree or so lower to give a touch of ground frost, and a few mist or fog patches are likely for a time around dawn. Outlook for tomorrow, dry at first with spells of sunshine. However, cloud will increase and thicken during the day with outbreaks of rain spreading in from the west. They say the sun shines on the righteous, don't they?
Radio Gloucestershire, Ken Goodwin.
It's the first record on a new station, BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Great to be with you. The Mighty Quinn, featuring a band called Manfred Mann. You know, Manfred Mann, they were middle-aged, even in the Middle Ages when I think the band actually formed. And I promised lead singer Mike Darbo, who's one of our lads here at Radio Gloucestershire, that we'd play that record. Didn't I, Mike? Don't twist my arm like that. Please, Mike. He's a very happy lad this morning. News of our great Peugeot 205 competition coming up.
Radio Gloucestershire.
Well, don't forget today that we start that fabulous competition for a brand Peugeot 205, which must be won. Today and for the next 7 days on Radio Gloucestershire, you'll hear questions relating to Gloucestershire with three possible answers to each one. You have to decide whether answer A, B or C is correct, and then fill in the entry form on the back of the Radio Gloucestershire comic magazine, which you should have had delivered through your letterbox. But don't worry if you haven't, though, because of the postal strike, there have been one or two distribution problems, so it's perfectly okay if you write your competition competition entries on a postcard. Remember, there'll be 8 questions in all on successive days. Each question will only be given out on its particular day. So to get all the questions, you must listen every day or get someone to listen for you. Today's first question is coming up at around 7:10 this morning. The time now, 6:10, so that's in about an hour. Well, it's not only the Breakfast Show team who have to be up at the crack of dawn, you know, as part of our first day celebrations. Graham Gardner is out in the county visiting people who are up and working while most of us are still snoring in bed. Let's talk to Graham Gardner now, who's in the Forest of Dean, buttering up the lads at a local bakery.
Hello, I'm David Solomons, manager of Radio Gloucestershire. I just want to take a minute to tell you about some of the services we'll be providing on your newest radio station. For instance, we'll be broadcasting from all over the county, not just Gloucester, where our headquarters are. We've got studios in Cheltenham, Tewkesbury, Cirencester, Colford and Stroud, and we intend to report live from all those places on the topics of the day. Just keep listening. You'll hear the difference.
Aircheckdownloads.com.